Is our world in a deep crisis, or are we on the verge of a fantastic future? There's a huge contrast between doomsday forecasters and the eternal optimists. The pessimistic believe that this next decade will threaten our survival even more than ever. Yet on the other hand, idealists predict it will usher in technology that will finally free us from our age-old problems. Now, which of these two ideas will become reality? And does Bible prophecy come into play? Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we consider our future. Doomsday or better way?
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Are we on the verge of a dramatic change in solving the world's problems, or does a global nightmare await us? Is it doomsday or a better way? Futurists offer a variety of conflicting visions. Just imagine what might come to pass. What are the first things that come to your mind? Perhaps cutting-edge inventions or revolutionary new gadgets that will make life more comfortable. Science and technology promise continuing advancements almost beyond belief. I mean, think of it. Human knowledge is doubling every 10 years, and computing power doubling every 18 months. No wonder futurists see a spectacular world of human achievements ahead. Science says it will not only change our environment, but it foresees changing man himself. We could become ageless, or geniuses, or cyberneticized, or maybe some radically transformed by some unknown technology that we can't even imagine yet. Now, some say that the potential of nanotechnology is amazing, enabling the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, curing AIDS and cancer, diabetes, even ending hunger. Yet, on the other hand, many draw different conclusions, even though they see the same scientific innovation. Imagine powerful technology, but instead used for destructive purposes. You probably heard of the Doomsday Clock. It's a symbolic clock created back in 1947 by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. The closer the clock is to midnight, the closer the world is to imminent global destruction. Doomsday. Now, since its creation, the time has changed 19 times. The clock has been as far as 17 minutes to midnight, but today, the doomsday clock stands at 6 minutes to midnight. It tells us that today our entire planet has been endangered by the overwhelming threat of nuclear weapons. Now, how mindful are you of the fact that the clock is ticking? No doubt greed, violence, selfishness, and evil, they've always been around. But the pessimist has to ask, what has fundamentally changed that would make the world and our future a better place? Human nature hasn't changed. Only the tools of destruction have changed, with the ability to annihilate mankind. So, will the future bring a glittering world of the idealist to pass, or doomsday, the world of the cynic? Which one is right? And is there really a way to foresee what it will really be like in the world beyond today? Is there a way that you can know? Yes, there is. There is a source that claims the authority and the power not only to predict the future, but also to actually bring about its vision of the future. It's not a source from the world of science, not a government program from the United Nations or some commercial venture. That is not where the solution to our problems will come from. Who is that source? It's the ultimate authority, God Almighty. Notice his credentials in Isaiah chapter 46. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. Now, who better to predict the future than the all-powerful Creator who can control the outcome? So here's a vital question. Is God looking forward to the complete destruction of the world? Absolutely not. Now, it might surprise you to realize that doomsday is not a part of God's plan. Mankind will not be utterly destroyed. Armageddon, the way most people imagine, it's a fallacy. Now, before you think I'm crazy, stay with me while I explain. Now, the scientists, and really anyone with eyes, they can see there is no doubt trouble on our horizon. God describes it as perilous times that are coming, or stressful times. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 3 puts it this way. When people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape. Did you catch that? This is very important to notice. Rather than merely think of the end time in terms of Armageddon, nuclear holocaust, or complete annihilation, God compares this time to childbirth. Do you realize that labor pain and childbirth is a major theme of the Bible? Now, that may raise a question. Just what is the end time, and how is it like childbirth? Now, if you stop and take a look around the world today, would you say that birth pangs are already being felt? Jesus' disciples asked him about this in Matthew chapter 24. Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that it is time for you to come again and for this age to end? Now stop right there. What were they asking him? When would the world be completely destroyed? No. When would mankind be obliterated? That's not what they were asking. They were asking when this age, our time, this era, when the end of the time of man's rule would be. That's what they were asking about. They weren't referring to the total destruction of our planet. They were asking when the rule of man would be over on the earth. Notice, this is when your Bible mentions the time of the end or the end of the age. It refers to the coming end of this present era. Now, why? Because this time is coming. The time is coming that Jesus talked about, that this age will be replaced by the age of God's direct guidance, His rule over all humanity. Now, when Christ went on in verse 6, He said, "You'll hear about wars and stories of wars that are coming, but don't be afraid. These things must happen before the end comes. Nations will fight against other nations. Kingdoms will fight against other kingdoms. There will be times when there will be no food for people to eat. And there'll be earthquakes in different places. Things like this must take place." It says these things are like the first pains when something new is about to be born. Now, other translations say these are the beginnings of birth pains, or these are the beginning of sorrows, or only the first birth pains. You see, Jesus compares this difficult time to a mother beginning to labor before birth. And that work of labor is done through contractions, muscles tightening as the pain intensifies. Our world is having contractions. We see them all around us in the troubles that our world's facing. Like an expectant mother, the contractions are going to get longer and stronger and closer together. Now, this is not some fundamental religious talk. Our world's top scientists, our governments, our corporations know this to be true. Why would they be worried about dire consequences if it weren't true? You want proof? Well, they found it necessary to establish the Doomsday Vault. They've constructed a global seed bank called the Doomsday Vault in the Norwegian tundra. These intellectuals know that our world is in trouble, so supposedly this vault could be used to replant the world should unthinkable devastation occur. Now, of course, a seed bank is not the solution to man's problems. No doubt, our world is caught in the labor pains of the end of this age, the end time. But what exactly is the time of the end? Your Bible warns about many who will be deceived about prophetic events. Now, don't be one of those. We have something that will help. It's a free booklet called Are We Living in the Time of the End? You need to be aware of what the future holds. Prophecy is one of the most intriguing subjects in the Bible. Yet there are so many misconceptions about what will happen to our world and humanity itself. You need to know exactly what Jesus taught about the time of the end. You can request your free copy today. You can call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv. You can download a copy, read it online, or order a free copy. Are We Living in the Time of the End? So request your free copy today. You can click or call. Go online to beyondtoday.tv or toll free 1-888-886-8632. Now don't forget to follow Beyond Today on Twitter and join our Facebook fan page. Now, religious people aren't the only ones concerned about the end of the age. Educators, scientists, politicians, they foresee potential destruction of our world, and they see it coming from a number of causes. You've heard of them: nuclear warfare, environmental disasters, pollution, overpopulation, killer diseases, and even cosmic collisions. But we learned earlier that the Bible teaches mankind will not be destroyed in any of these ways. God compares the end of man's rule to labor and childbirth. Can you see it? The contractions that our world is going through are coming to a climax of terrible events. Like a woman in intense labor, your Bible compares this time just ahead to one of anguish and sorrow and pain. And it's such a paradox, because we live in such a fantastic time of knowledge and communication and technology that could possibly solve our problems. And yet, our problems are spiritual problems. Our dilemma, the real problem, is in the heart of man. There's never been a time in man's history where there's truly been lasting peace and love. So no wonder our world is in the throngs of labor pain. The prophet Jeremiah recorded for us in Jeremiah chapter 30. This is what the Lord says: "I hear cries of fear. There is terror and no peace. Now let me ask you a question. Do men give birth to babies? Then why do they stand there ashen-faced, hands pressed against their sides like a woman in labor? In all history, there's never been such a time of terror." You see, that's the time that Christ himself taught about. This future time that's so dreadful, a time of such terrible suffering, that if the time of troubles were not cut short, no living thing could survive. Everyone alive would die if that time weren't shortened. Now, that truly would be Armageddon. That would be doomsday. But your Bible teaches it will not be the end of all things. Remember God's analogy of childbirth? Our world will be trembling. They'll be shaking as it travails in the intense emotions of horrible labor pains. But how will it end? In childbirth, the baby's head descends with every contraction, and then the mother has an intense desire and urge to bear down and push that baby out. And that's comparable to what will happen at the end of this age. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 7, "A woman doesn't give birth before she feels the pain. She doesn't give birth to a son before the pain starts. No one has ever heard of that happening. No one has ever seen that happen. In the same way, no one ever saw a country begin in one day. No one has ever heard of a new nation beginning in one moment. But Jerusalem will give birth to her children just as soon as she feels the birth pains. In the same way, I will not cause pain without allowing something new to be born, says the Lord." So, what is the result of the world's tribulation in labor pain? What will be born? You see, this isn't another prophecy about a government of man coming about. This tells us that God Almighty will bring about the birth of His kingdom. The time of the end of man's failed governments will finally arrive, like a new baby being born. The era of man's rulership is going to be over, and the ultimate government of God will be established right on this earth. You see, God tells us this world will be pushed out and the rule of Jesus Christ will be established. Finally, that's when the kingdoms of this world will have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. You see, the only way to good government, the only way to permanent peace, the only way to true happiness is through God's direct and powerful intervention in human affairs. God promises to send His Son to earth again to put away hatred, to put away fighting, and put away war. He cannot wait for the birth of His kingdom. Just like that expectant mother who's just given birth, imagine the relief. Imagine how the focus will change from the pain to that beautiful new baby. The world can relax and revel in the miracle. It can cherish the moment. I mean, what a wonderful world awaits us. A world of real peace, real happiness. I mean, almost beyond what we can imagine. So, what about the bottom line? What about you? How will all of this affect you? One of the most encouraging aspects of the matter is knowing that God has promised to watch over and care for His people during this time that could be so difficult in the future. Because God loves mankind. He wants the best for everyone. Now, it's amazing that Jesus says the vast majority will be taken by surprise. They won't be spiritually alert to the conditions and all these trends that are developing. So will you be alert? He wants you to avoid falling into the trap. What should you be doing as this time is drawing closer? You see, there's nothing wrong with wanting to avoid suffering and the disasters that are on the horizon. In fact, God wants you to be alert and aware of world events and conditions. But, more importantly, you must be watching your own spiritual condition. You can be earnestly praying for God's favor to escape the coming devastation if it occurs during your lifetime. In Mark chapter 13, Jesus himself said this in verse 32, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is." You see, even though the end of this age is a time of unprecedented world trouble, it's also the threshold of God's kingdom. So your goal? Be spiritually prepared. Verse 35 says, "So always be ready, because you don't know when the owner of the house will come back. Otherwise, he might come back suddenly and find you sleeping. I tell you this, and I say this to everyone, be ready." You see, those are Christ's words. He says, be ready. Are you listening to his warning? Are you ready for the changes in our world? God emphasizes the importance of being spiritually and personally prepared and alert, anticipating these future events. So, how spiritually prepared are you? Do you have a personal relationship with God? He longs for you to respond to His love and concern for you. So ask God to help you to prepare your heart and your mind so that you choose Him and His promises. Don't wait. Make the time to act now. Learn the kind of attitude and behavior that Christ will look on with favor as this time of trouble draws near. He tells one faithful group at the end, "Because you've kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." So the troubling times that we face now and those that are prophesied to come are not a time to fear, but a time to be encouraged, a time to take action. The book of Romans tells us that the sufferings that we have now are nothing compared to the great glory that will be shown to us. We know that everything God made has been waiting until now in pain, like a woman ready to give birth. Not only the world, but we also have been waiting with pain inside us. So we're waiting for God to finish making us His own children. God reminds us to be prepared. Prepare yourself spiritually. Really get to know the one true God. Take comfort in God's promises and in the knowledge that He's made available about the end time. Look beyond today, because beyond the stress, beyond the struggle, beyond the pain, waits a time of confidence and hope and joy in the kingdom of God. Now, there's much more to discuss on this topic. Up next, we'll be talking with the Beyond Today panel. But first, I have a special offer for you today. It's the Good News Magazine. The goal of the Good News is to help provide you with understanding. You can get your subscription absolutely free. Go online to beyondtoday.tv to download, read online, or order your free subscription. What is the Good News? Well, many magazines report the news or current events. They give information, but they don't get to the answers. They don't address the really important questions. Why were you born? What's your purpose in life? What lies ahead? That's why you need the Good News. It will help you with answers. So click or call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv. Get your free subscription now. The Good News not only reports on world trends, but it does it with an eye on the Bible. It will also help you with useful information for your everyday life. Get your free subscription today. And don't forget to follow Beyond Today on Twitter or join our Facebook fan page. Now, most people recognize that we live in an increasingly dangerous world. Are we living in the time of the end? Religious people aren't the only ones asking this crucial question. Why have scientists come up with the doomsday clock or trying to save seeds to replant the earth? Well, we're going to talk about it. Here's a Beyond Today panel, and we're going to discuss that very question. Joining me today are fellow hosts of the program, Darris McNeely and Gary Petty. Now, as we talk about the subject of the end time, I think there's a lot of misconceptions that are out there. So if we get very specific, what are we talking about, the end time, the time of the end?
Well, Steve, the time of the end, as it refers in the Bible, is really not as bad, in one sense, as people make it out to be in this doomsday idea. What really Christ spoke about is the end of an age. It is a transition from the age of man, human government, human rule of this earth and its institutions, to the kingdom of God, to the time when God is going to be to set his hand to establish his kingdom of peace and righteousness upon the earth in the light and in the way of the all of the scriptures from the Old Testament prophets that are brought forward and fulfilled in that event that those prophecies referred to. It is a transition to a different world, a whole different structure. It's not the end of life. It's not the end of the world. The world is going to continue.
Not the total destruction or obliteration.
The sun will come up in the morning. Human life will go on. In fact, it says human life will be spared, and it'll be spared by God, not by some human effort. And so that is critical to understand. It's not the end of the world. It's merely the end of a time or a period or the age.
So it's pretty specific about the end of what?
Well, Christians talk about the gospel, the good news. And then we turn to our Bibles and we talk about wars and famine and destruction and death. And we get caught up in this, not realizing that, yes, there is some bad news, but it leads to the good news. And the good news is that Jesus Christ is going to come back to save humanity. So, yeah, it's doomsday. No, it's a better way.
So man's government's going to be replaced by God's government. And I'm sure the question then is when? You know, where are we in this whole process?
Well, where we are in this process, Steve, is we're at a point in time where we can see certain signs that point that we're closer than we ever have been.
In fact, Christ talked about some of those times, right?
In Matthew 24, what is called the Olivet Prophecy, Jesus Christ gave some specific events to look forward, and he led off with talking about a time of spiritual deception, that there would be a time of great spiritual deception, which really will rise out of a time of spiritual need. People are looking even today for some type of answers to the problems of not only individually, but also the collective problems of our world society. And even the efforts that you find that are somewhat humanistic or political, such as various efforts to save the planet, have a spiritual entity to them. There's a spiritual dimension to them. But Christ spoke of spiritual deception. He also spoke of an increased rate of wars. He also spoke of the proclivity for and the increased problems of famine and pestilence specifically. And we continue to hear of these events that come right up to the precipice of happening in terms of mass pandemics or famine. They never happen. They haven't happened in my lifetime, although you continue to hear about them. But those are just some of the events that help us to understand that we live in times that are exactly what Jesus Christ talked about. The timing is completely up to God.
And what's so difficult during this time for humanity is that we're going to be watching humanity fail. I mean, our governments, our religions, our social systems, everything's going to fail. So everything we try won't work, which is the point. The only solution is God to send his son back to give us the answers to how life works.
Well, it is an interesting comparison then when you look at what those signs that Christ talked about and then how oftentimes in the Bible it's comparing things to labor pains and that whole process of childbirth. And maybe to get a better handle on that, why do you think that analogy is used so often throughout the Bible?
Well, you know, I think about it. I've sat with my wife through the birth of three children. And I watched her go through stress, pain, agony, worry, all the things that a woman goes through when a child is being born. And yet, when that child was born and then handed to her, her face glowed. She was excited. She smiled. She was happy. She was filled with joy. And it made the pain, she didn't forget it. I mean, it was real. But it did change. It was worth it. Mm-hmm. And that's what God's telling us. What humanity is going to go through is going to be worth it.
And there's going to be some difficulty. I mean, if you talk about childbirth, if you compare that to the difficulties of war and famine and pestilence and all the terrible things, those are the contractions that the world's going through, and it will continue to go through it.
Yeah, you use the word contractions. It's like, you know, within childbirth, the contractions start mild. They are further apart, but as the moment of birth reaches its point, the contractions get harder and they get more frequent. And that helps us to understand, at least in terms of intensity and frequency, of the events that the Bible speaks of will build and mount. It's really to help us to be a better person. 2 Peter talks about the fact that all these things are going to come to pass, but it is for the purpose of being better people. It says, what manner of person should we be, seeing that these things are going to take place? So it comes down to how we live our life. That's why God gives us this in advance, to get our lives prepared, really in line and in tune with the values, the principles, and the way of life of His coming kingdom, to get in tune and in line with that now in advance of the time.
Mm. Yeah, that's an excellent comment. In fact, you think about, God loves the world. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to respond. He wants a relationship with you. In fact, to help you with that, remember our free offers. Today we've got, Are We Living in the Time of the End? It will help you grasp the truth about this time that's on the horizon. Absolutely free. It's written to help you know the truth. And of course, we also have the Good News Magazine. You can click or call to get either of these offers. Go online to beyondtoday.tv. You can download it, read it online, order your free copy. Are We Living in the Time of the End? The Good News Magazine. Don't forget, it's a free subscription, a magazine that will help you to understand your world, the world around you, and help you with your life. Issues like how to have a better marriage, raising a family. So get your free subscription absolutely free. You can call or click 1-888-886-8632. And don't miss out on these offers. So follow us, Beyond Today, on Twitter, or join our Facebook fan page. How many times have you heard it said, the world's coming to an end? Is our world in a deep crisis, or are we on the verge of a fantastic future? Yes, and both. Your Bible describes many prophecies of coming catastrophic events, but not the doom and gloom, fear and dread of the total destruction of the earth. Before complete devastation, God is going to replace this unjust, self-seeking, combative system of man's government. Even though there'll be tough times, it's going to be difficult, but the end result, it's going to be absolutely astounding. God tells us it will be like a woman suffering the pains of labor. When her child's born, her anguish gives way to joy because she's brought a new baby into the world. You see, Jesus himself will return to establish the kingdom of God. He wants you to prepare for the times ahead by getting to know him. God may be working with you. So remember to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. If you do, you can look forward to a bright tomorrow. That's our program for today. Don't forget our free offers, and be sure to join us next time here on Beyond Today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.